Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Ripples, so let's get started. The waitress sits down across from you. Listen, I don't know what your deal is with Luna, but can you let it go for today? For me? She's going through a tough time right now and doesn't need anything else adding to it. I don't have any problem with her. In fact, this is the first time I've ever met her. Then what's with that look you gave her? I could see it as plain as day from the other side of the cafe. You gave her a look like she just murdered some puppies or something. I had the sudden realization that I left the oven on at home. Really? Yeah, I'm sorry if she took it the wrong way. So everything's good then? Everything's excellent. Good. I'll tell her about your oven and tell her it was all a misunderstanding. Thank you, it's Lim. Thank you, Lim. Oh, one more thing. See if you can cheer up a little. She could use a handsome man telling her nice things. You know whose mother that is, right? Come on. She's been having a tough time lately. Show her not all guys are the same. Okay. Ugh. I just wanted to enjoy a nice meal in peace. Should have gone to Mickey B's. Here is your drink, sir. Thank you, Luna. I want to apologize if I came off strange earlier. It was... No need. Lim already explained to me about your oven at home. Yeah, I didn't mean to alarm you. Do you need to go home to turn it off? Come on, it was the 90s, but we weren't stupid. No, I made a call and had someone do it for me. That's good. So you had a change of heart and decided Lou's Cafe sounded much better, huh? Yup. After I preheated the oven, I realized I was sick of frozen pizza and wanted something different. I'm glad you came. We hardly get any business anymore because of all the new fast food places popping up. Well, except for these two idiots that come in here every morning. Have you decided what you want to eat? I was thinking about a burger and fries, but I'd like to ask, what would you recommend? This is my first time here. Well, you can have a... What is that? Squeak burger? A double burger? A Spanish burger? A cheeseburger? A chili dog? Melted cheese? Mark Kenner? Oh, dude, I'm trying to read it. Okay, we have root milk. Something milk, hurricane, coffee, milk. I guess that's Coca-Cola or Cola-Cola. Hot chocolate and tea. I got that right. And I have no idea, but it says miscellaneous. I don't know what that is. Cinnamon buns, chili, ice cream. I would recommend Lou's famous triple cheeseburger. I don't even see it. I see a steak burger, a double burger, a Spanish burger. That's what it says. It's exceptionally good. Lou's secret sauce really amplifies the burger. Boy, this is an adult game. I hope that secret sauce isn't coming from some... I'm sorry, guys. I am not gonna eat that. And there have been stories. There have been stories, guys. There was a Mexican restaurant I went to for a long time. I used to go in and get the same thing every day for work. And it was good. It was pretty damn good. And basically, their owner said they had to fire the guy who was making it. And he said, why? Well, because there was some really disturbing, awful things that were going on with the food. So, guys... I don't know what I ate, but I know I enjoyed it, and I never saw anything crazy. The guy made really good food, but apparently there was some stuff going on that the owner did not want me to know. But the dude was the only person in the world that knew how to make an awesome Mexican pizza. I mean, the best Mexican pizza I've ever had. I remember I was talking to my friends one time about this pizza, and he was like, dude, there's no way it can be that good, because I just kept talking this thing up. And it's like, okay, so we gotta go buy it. So we did go get it. And he made the pizza, and holy shit, dude. Everybody, like, this is the best Mexican, I know, it's the best Mexican pizza you've ever had, right? And we kept going to buy it because it was so fucking good. But when he fired the guy, like, we don't know how this shit was made, but we knew it was good. So, anyway, nobody knew how to make it. After he left, his recipe, which was his personal recipe, went with him. So we never found out how to make that Mexican pizza. And I would talk with the owner, and the owner's like, do you kind of remember how he made it? And it's like, well, a little bit, but we could never get it right. We kept trying to figure it out, man. Pizza after pizza after pizza. And we could never get the recipe right. But, dude, I'm telling you, it was just amazing. The Mexican pizza. It was like a real taco pizza. Like, this dude could have marketed that and made all kinds of money. I would really recommend Lou's Famous Triple Cheeseburger. It's exceptionally good. Lou's secret sauce really amplifies the burger. Then Lou's Famous Triple Cheeseburger it is. Would you like any appetizers while you're waiting? No, thank you. Just the burger and fries will be enough. Yeah, I'd like 1,100 onion rings. 1,100. Did I hear you right? Did you just say you wanted 1,100? Yeah. Okay, give me a few and I'll have your food right out. Thank you, Luna, and sorry for the misunderstanding. That wasn't too bad. Maybe I'm worrying for nothing. And here's your burger. I hope you enjoy it. Wow, that looks delicious. Thank you, Luna. If you need anything else, let me know. After clearing things up with Luna, you're feeling better and you start enjoying your food. Mmm, this is so good. I wish this place was still around in 2019. Such a shame. I thought it was 2017. Anyway, I can't believe I used the same lame excuse that Luna used in 2019. Or did she use the same lame excuse that I did in 99? Holy shit, maybe she does remember this moment. Oh, sorry guys, first yawn of the night. Why would she remember something small like that? This is such a weird situation. That was the best burger I've ever had. I'm stuffed. As hungry as you are, you devour your meal and eat every last fry. You lean back and let your full belly expand when you notice something out of the corner of your eye. She's staring at me. Not wanting to make the same mistake as last time, you force a smile at her, but it feels like an awkward smile. She's still giving me that weird look. You don't know what else to do, so you quickly look away. Isn't she gonna bring me the bill or something? Here she comes. Do you mind if I sit down for a second? Yeah, I mean, no. Go ahead. What's your deal? What do you mean? You've been giving me weird and confusing looks since you walked in this place, and I can't figure out why. And not the kind of looks those pervs give me when they're checking me out. I'm used to that, but this is different. So tell me, what in the hell's going on? I apologize. It's just you remind me of someone. Someone I'm very fond of. A relationship that took a turn for the worse. Skylar. That look, it makes more sense now. I'm sorry to hear that. I've been going through a similar thing myself, except you seem nothing like the person I'm thinking of. I'm sorry, I hope everything works out in the end. I'm not too sure. It's been on and off with him for some time, and I don't know if I want to go back. There's an awkward silence between the two of you, and suddenly Luna snaps out of it. How was the burger? It was amazing. Thanks for the recommendation. What's the secret sauce made of? It's made from scratch, and I always forget all the ingredients. We're not supposed to tell the customers, but if you ask Lynn, maybe she'll let you know. She's been working here longer than I have and remembers the recipe. No worries, it's not a big deal. Anyway, I'm sure you have to get back to work, so I'll let you do your thing. Look at this place. Does it look like I have a lot of work to do? Cafe's been slowly dying the last 6 months, and it'll probably go out of business soon. Really? The food was amazing. Why don't more people come here? Over the past couple years, we've been getting more and more fast food restaurants. Slowly, fewer and fewer people started coming here. That's such a shame. I'll have to look for a new job, but I'm already struggling as it is. I'm sure any restaurant would love to hire you. You've been an excellent waitress. Thank you. So, are you from out of town? I've never seen you around, and I never forget a face. It's one of the reasons I'm a waitress. I remember everything. I never need to write down an order. I'm here for a job interview. I'm from Wyndon. Wyndon, eh? Such a dark and gloomy town. You're not wrong there. Let me guess, was the interview at the power plant? Yeah, how did you know? For one, I've never seen you before. Two, half the people in this town work at the power plant. Three, you look like someone with ambition, determination, and drive. Not someone who wants to work at any old place. And four, you were really hungry, but not because you don't have the money to eat. You've just been busy with your ambitions and goals, or else you would have eaten at Mickey B's. Wow, that's impressive. I'm an observant person. That you are. What? Luna leans forward and opens her mouth like she's about to speak, but pauses before continuing. When you gave me that look, I knew it wasn't an oven. A person that reminds you of me makes sense, but I feel there's something you're not telling me. There's something more to it that I can't quite put my finger on. That look was something more, something that connects us. I can sense these things. That's why I felt the need to come over and talk to you, something that's put us both here for a reason. Okay, she's starting to freak me out. See, there's that look again. You're kind of cute when you give that face. Luna! Are you freaking out another customer with your psychic voodoo crap again? Leave the poor guy alone. Hey, why don't you go daydreaming about space battles and pregnant aliens and stay out of my business? We'll see who's laughing when I get accepted into NASA and go to outer space one day. Hey, don't get me wrong, I hope you'll get accepted one day, but don't criticize me for something you know nothing about. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, I wasn't trying to freak you out or anything. I only wanted to speak with you because I felt a connection between us. I'll stop bothering you and get your bill ready. Don't worry about it. It's been an interesting talk. I'll be back with your bill. That was weird. Does she really? Hey! Ah! Your thoughts are interrupted by April jumping into the booth across from you, scaring you half to death. She's out of breath and her face is flushed and sweating, which has you worried about why she's here in this state. Sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. What's going on? What are you doing here? I don't have much time, so I'm just going to say what I need to say and let you go on your way. Is this about the job? No, this has nothing to do with the job. I know why you're here. To eat? No, not here. I mean it, like, never mind. I just wanted to say, stay away from Scarlet. She only gave me a ride. Grim, stop playing dumb. Stay away from her in 1999. It's only going to make things harder in the future. But how do you know? There's no time for that now. Just focus on what needs to be done and keep your distance from Scarlet, okay? Yeah. Scarlet is not your mission. She's only a piece of the puzzle, a piece I wish was never involved in all of this. If you ever need anything, call me instead. Got it? You're completely shocked that someone finally knows you're traveling through time and are at a loss for words. I got it. Here's my number. I'll help you whenever you need it. No matter when or where, I'll be there for you. Do you know the old masked man in black? I told you, there's no time for that. Right now, there's something much more important that needs to be done. What needs to be done? You need to get to the college right away. There's someone dear to you that's in danger. What? Is there a problem? There's no problem. I just needed to tell him something. I'm leaving now. No matter what happens there, leave as soon as you're done. Is everything okay? Yeah, everything's fine. She's from the power plant. Oh, okay. I need to get going now. All right, here's your bill. Thank you, Luna. The food was fantastic. You're welcome. By the way, what's your name? It's Grim. I'll let you be on your way then. I hope you come back. Bye, Grim. Bye, Luna. Should I leave a tip? Luna said she would. And I have all this money. Screw it, I'll give her a huge tip. You leave $200 on the table. You take off running as fast as you can. Luckily for you, the college is only a block away from the cafe. Why didn't you tell me this information at the power plant? And who's in danger? As you enter the college, nothing catches your eye. Where is it? What am I looking for? Let's try the stairs. Go up and down the stairs with no luck. Then you finally hear people yelling. You lied to me. I didn't lie about anything. I cut you out of my life, which means I don't need to tell you anything. You're the one that lied about fucking that skank. Hey, I'm not a skank. That didn't count, and you know it. Didn't count? You're a piece of shit, Garrick. I can't even listen to you anymore. I'm out of here. Don't walk away from me. I'm not finished with you. Ah! Stop! Oh shit, Tiffany's the one in danger. You take off running towards Tiffany. If I'm not gonna be in your life anymore, then... Tiffany! What are you? Alright. What the fuck? Grim! Is this your new boyfriend coming to your rescue? I have no clue who that is. You lying slut! The Scarlet knows him, so do you! You're fucking dead! Ah, fuck. Whoa! Ah! That was a lucky hit! Shit. Oh, you're gonna get hit either way. Doesn't matter what you do. Oh no, I got him! That's it! After dodging his punch, Eric grabs you so you can't dodge or get away. You have nowhere to go now, you squirmy little bastard. Fuck, not this situation again. A quick flash of memory comes to your mind of Darcy telling you what to do in this situation, and you realize you have to act quick. Ah! You take advantage of Eric's suffering and finish him once and for all. If you ever lay your hands on Tiffany again or her family and friends, I will fucking kill you. You hear me? Yeah. Your rage quickly fades and you snap out of it. Better get out of here quickly, like April told me. Grim, wait! Grim! You know him? Yeah, that's the guy I was telling you about. He said my name. How does he know me, and what's he doing here? I have no clue what he's doing here. He said he knows Jenny, but I don't know. But oh my god, he saved your... I know. Holy shit, that was crazy. I better lay low for a few. I don't know if the cops were called or what. Huh, is that an arcade? Perfect, I'll go in here and hide for a little bit. Oh, Mortal Kombat 2! Terminator 2! Ah, hell yeah, here we go. I wish this was still here in 2019. Everyone has PCs and consoles now, so it's no surprise it went out of business. I'm definitely going to take a picture of this, but I need to be stealthy about it, though. Take a quick glance around before pulling out your future phone and snapping a quick picture. I might as well play a few games while I'm here. Yep. Mortal Kombat 2. Can't believe I got into a fight with that piece of shit and won. I've never been so furious in my life, and those tips from Darcy helped out a lot. She would be so proud of me. I gotta tell her about this, but who knows if she'll believe me or not. The important thing is I stopped that fucker from hurting Tiffany. Thank God for April. I can now see she has my best interests at heart. Why did she tell me about it, not the old man, and how did she know? I think he's playing his katana. I actually had the cart for this game, and I played it almost religiously. I have a lot of questions for him when I get back to the power plant. Are you freaking serious? Crackman? And of course you have Space Shooter, but we don't know what that was supposed to be. Formula One and something racer. The machine is bugged. Someone needs to fix it. Oh my god, it's Jenny. I guess it's not much of a surprise to see her in an arcade. Jenny! Hmm? Oh my god, he's here! Why am I getting so shy again? I've been waiting to see him again. And hoping he needs a place to stay, hee hee. Oh god, I probably look like a retard over here smiling at nothing. I better go talk to him. Hey, Grim! Hey, Jenny, how you doing? I'm fine, just that stupid game has a big flaw in it and pisses me off. Someone beat my high score and I was so close to reclaiming my number one spot. She called me by my real name. The old man told me not to use it, damn it. I hate telling people I lied to them. This is so stupid. Listen, I need to come clean. Grim is not my real name, it's Grim. The whole baseball bat thing and staying in your garage had me worried, so I made up a name just in case things went south. I'm sorry for lying to you when we first met, but now look at you as a true friend and you should know the truth. Jenny stares at you for a moment before speaking. You're not one of Eric's friends, right? No, I'm not. I'm really not from around here, and it's why I made it up. I don't like that you lied to me, but you've been nothing but nice to me since I met you, and I'm glad you're telling me the truth now. Grim, I really don't like it, but I guess I can work with it. That went better than I thought it would. So, how have you been? I've been alright. I just left the college and some crazy shit went down. What? What happened? I saw some douchebag putting his hands on a girl and I ended up getting to a fight trying to stop him. Whoa, really? Are you okay? Yeah, I'm great. I beat the shit out of that douchebag. He never had a chance. That's the Rance answer. Wow, I didn't know you were so brave. I'm not a fighter at all, but when I saw him grabbing that girl by the hair, I saw red. Good, it sounds like he deserved it. Do you know who it was? I've no clue. I'll ask my sister. She should be there right now. Why aren't you there right now? I'm close to graduating, so I only have a couple classes this semester. I only went to the one class that I had today. Oh, nice, and early congratulations to you. Hey, thanks. So how is everything at home? Things are better. I was able to get everything figured out. That's great. I'm so worried about you, especially when you never answered my phone calls. I've been having problems with my phone. I don't get good reception where I live. Well, I'm glad you worked everything out at home. So what brings you out to Riverside this time? I was looking for a job. I better not mention the interview at the power plant. That would make me a hypocrite after what I told her last time. I should try to talk to her about it again, but I'm not sure what to say yet. Oh, that'd be nice. Then you could see me more often. Yeah, I could. You stand in silence trying to think what you can say to Jenny about the power plant when she interrupts your thinking. Hey, wanna get your ass kicked in Mortal Fighter 2? You might be able to embarrass me in Doom, but I actually know how to play Mortal Fighter 2. We'll see about that. Been a while since I played the older Mortal Fighters, but Darcy and I love playing the old ones once in a while. You played Riptile. Who I played as all the time, so I remember that. I'm unstoppable with Liu Kang. You don't stand a chance. Especially if she does that bicycle kick. Liu Kang, huh? I was thinking you're more of a Raiden type girl. Raiden? Why'd you think that? I don't know, just a guess. Liu Kang is obviously the best character in Mortal Fighter 2. He is the main character of the story. Liu Kang is an excellent choice, but he's got nothing on Katana. Katana, this is gonna be easier than I thought. Yeah, keep talking shit. The only thing Katana could really do to mess you up is that stupid fan move that she could just spam all the time. You know the one I'm talking about. And I always uppercutted people into that pit. The round starts with Jenny getting the best of you. I still remember the music from that place. You're a little rusty, but soon you start getting the hang of the game again. Ha, I told you, you have no choice, chance of beating me. Bicycle kick! Damn it. It's been a while since I've played. This is a warm-up round. Hi-ya! First round goes to me.
Katana wins.
The next round won't be so easy for you. You did start to do better at the end, but that won't be enough to beat me. We'll see.
Round two. Fight!
The next round starts better for you and the lead goes back and forth. You're pretty quiet now. I'm concentrating. Not so confident anymore, huh? I'm just glad I finally found a worthy opponent. Beating every person I play is getting boring. Haha, you're quite the badass, huh? Fan lift. Oh, yep, there it is. There's that freaking fan move. Jump kick. Uppercut. And finally, throw. Best combo. I did a lot of jump kicks. A lot of jump kicks. And uppercuts. As soon as I would knock them down, okay. So what I do is I do a jump kick, knock them to the ground, and when they get up, I'd uppercut them. I did that a lot. And the second round goes to me.
Kitana wins. Fatality.
I couldn't even move during that combo, cheater. Hey, you were doing the same thing with Liu Kang in the first round. Okay, I'm not playing around anymore. Aha, she's reminding me a lot of Darcy. Very competitive. But at the same time, she's a lot different, if that makes any sense. The final round starts off close, just like the last round. Jenny is awfully quiet and trying her hardest to win. They pick the same characters? And boom! Aha, I think I'm finally getting the hang of this again. You're getting lucky. Besides, I see a lot of random button mashing over there. Not very skillful. Button mashing? Are you serious? I couldn't pull off all these special moves if I was... Wait, you're trying to aggravate me so I mess up. Dirty. That's part of the game. As the round goes on, you start to pull ahead and get closer to defeating her. And another fan lift! I'm telling you, those moves suck! No, not that long-ass combo again! Let me help you out. Jenny takes her hand off her controls and starts tapping on your buttons. Hey, what the hell? And you do the same to her. Stop it, dickwad. You did to me first. The round is almost over and you're close to a defeat. You begin to wonder if you should just let her win to make her feel good. You fight less aggressively and intentionally make mistakes, which lets Jenny come away with the victory. Yes, I won! Congrats, I must admit you truly are a worthy opponent. I know I am. But you are not. Oh, come on, I gave it my best and it was a close match. How am I not a worthy opponent? Because you let me win at the end. Ah, I knew it. That's why I wasn't gonna do it. That's why I wasn't gonna do it. You give it your best and you're able to win the final round by a small margin. Winner! Aha, good match. Aw, don't give me that adorable pout face. A what? I'm gonna have to give you head pats. Blush. Hey, that's my thing. It's also my thing. Just because you gave me a head pat in your garage doesn't mean I can't do the same. And... are you some kind of head pat Nazi? Do you own head pats? Are they copyrighted by... Stop, you're taking it too far. Fine, I'll stop. Go ahead. You get one free head pat, but that's it. Nice. Don't act like you can't... Don't act like you don't like it. I can see that smile shining through. Okay, that's enough. What? Nothing. She's just too cute when she gets all shy. Making her blush is what's making this whole trip so much better. Get that smirk off your face and get ready for a rematch. You want some more of this, huh? You're damn right I do. Then let's do it. Okay, so now they're in the pit stage. You and Jenny continue playing Mortal Kombat 2 and the wins go back and forth. Another win for me. We're now 2-2. Those were good matches. Are they still using the same characters? Dude, I always switched my characters up, and I would use my mains only at certain times. Okay, I will admit you are a worthy opponent. Yeah, I am.
Come here!
You know, there's no scorpion. No Sub-Zero! Don't get cocky now, I... Hold on! Hello? Hey, Chloe, what's up? I'm at the arcade still. Oh, okay, that's fine. Don't worry about it. Yeah, I know. He's here with me right now. What? Are you serious? Is she okay? Yeah, he told me he got in a fight with someone, but I don't know who. Oh my god! Oh, I hate that jerk, I'll tell him. No, I know, he told me. Who told you that anyway? We've been playing Mortal Kombat, and he's actually giving me a good fight, unlike someone I know. No, just Mortal Kombat. Why do you turn everything sexual? Stop, don't say that. Maybe. I wonder what they're talking about. Stop saying that. He's right next to me. I can feel my face turning red. Aha, Jenny's too cute. I just want to pinch her red cheeks. Okay, talk to you later. Bye-bye. So what did... Oh. Before you can finish your sentence, Jenny jumps on you and gives you a mighty hug. That was my sister you saved. Thank you so much. It was? What a small world. Yes, you're amazing. I hate that son of a bitch, Eric. You don't understand how happy I am. After a few seconds, Jenny comes to her senses and realizes she jumped into your arms. Sorry for jumping on you. Excuse me, or sorry for jumping on you. No need to apologize. Everything's okay with your sister? Yeah, thanks to you. Chloe said the whole school is talking about it. No one's ever stood up to Eric before. So much for trying to lay low. I need to call Tiffany. Hold on. No answer. She must be in class now. What did Chloe say? She said that Eric and his goons are supposedly walking around town looking for you, so maybe we should get out of here. Oh, great. That's fine. I'm leaving Riverside in a couple of hours anyway. Can I ask you a favor? Sure, what is it? Chloe was supposed to give me a ride home today, but when she called, she told me she couldn't do it. So I was wondering, can you walk home with me? I did have a car, but the engine died, so I sold the rest for parts. I'm getting a new one soon. I can't leave Jenny to walk home by herself with these assholes running around looking for revenge. Yes, of course. You ready to go? Yup. So that's why I think Eliminator 2 is way better than the first one. Now we're talking about Terminator 2? I agree 100%. Oh my god, guess what I just heard?
What?
They're gonna make a Lord of the Rings trilogy into live-action movies. Oh, really? Hold on. You know the books? I just realized that I'm a nerd that reads books for fun, and not many people do that. Yeah, of course. I know the books. I read them when I was a kid. They were my dad's books. That's when I read them, too. My sister Tiffany used to make fun of me for reading them. She told me they were boys' books. Maybe more boys than girls read the books, but that doesn't make them boys' books. Exactly. You took the words right out of my mouth. I've never met anyone before that had so much in common with me, especially a boy. Too bad he never would get interested in a nerdy glasses-wearing girl like me. I bet he has tons of girls to choose from. I should take Tiffany's advice and try contact lenses again. Maybe the new ones won't irritate my eyes. Anyways, I'm afraid they're going to do a poor job. I'm scared to watch them. I mean, there's too much going on in those books to fit them in the three movies. I'm sure they'll do a great job bringing them to life. I sure hope so.
Ow!
What? These shoes aren't meant for long walks and they're starting to hurt my feet. The backs keep rubbing against my heels. Yeah, they don't look too comfortable. Maybe I can offer her a piggyback ride. Hop on my back, Jenny. I'll give you a piggyback ride. You don't have to do that. Nonsense. I don't want you to end up getting blisters on your feet. Are you sure? Yeah, come on. I don't mind. Okay. All set? Giddy up. You know, the name Piggyback has nothing to do with pigs.
It doesn't?
Then why is it in the name? A long, long time ago, it was called Pickpack, which meant carrying something on your back. And then as time went on, Pack got changed to Back. Then it was called Pickaback. And through dumb human confusion, people thought they were saying pig instead of pick, and thus we have the Piggyback. Interesting. So it's kind of like the telephone game where you whisper something in someone's ear and they tell the next person on and on and on until it becomes something totally different. heard it from a friend who... You get it. Yeah, kind of like that. I don't even remember the last time someone gave me a piggyback ride. It was probably my sister when we were kids. My dad was the only one to ever give me a piggyback ride and remember it clearly. Ah, oh, sounds like a great father. I feel so tall up here, it makes me feel like a kid again. You're never too old for a piggyback ride. I'm glad because I love riding you. Shut up, I didn't mean it like that, pervert. You said it, not me. I meant like, I like piggyback riding you. I know you did. What other kind of riding were you talking about? Nothing. Stop teasing me. I can see your face right now, but I'm going to take a wild guess and say it's... I can't see your face right now, but I'm going to take a guess and say it's turning red. No, it's not. Now I'm going to take another guess and say you're doing that cute pout face again. Stop it. You shouldn't be teasing me when I have my arms around your neck. I'm going to strangle you. All right, I'll stop. Jerk. Are you sure I'm not too heavy? You too heavy? Not at all. I could do this all day. Okay, just making sure. Why, you want me to stop? No! I mean, my foot still hurts and I'm really enjoying it. So you're glad Chloe couldn't give you a ride home? Yeah. I live a life that is always planned out and boring, but I think it's these unplanned moments that bring me the most joy. And right now, getting a piggyback ride from Mr. Pervert himself is where I want to be. Nicely said, you have a way with words. It's cheesy, I know, but whatever. Chloe would have made fun of me for saying something like that. I'm glad you didn't laugh at me. No, I'd never do that. I like hearing things like that. What else have you got? What do you have to put on? Why do you have to put me on the spot like that? Sorry, you don't have to say anything else. The meaning of two eternities, the past and the future, is precisely the present moment. And it's a moment like this that defines us as a person. You're only here now. You're only alive at this moment in time. It's important because it's the only time when you have any power. Wow, that's... I really like that. And it's strangely fitting. If your science in engineering career doesn't pan out, you could be a philosopher. There's nowhere to place I would rather be right now. Grim Lord Mr. Pervert, person of mystery. Whatever he wants me to call him, he has brought more joy to my life than any other boy, even though I've only known him a couple of days. And I don't want this moment to end. Here we are! Okay, guys, so that's going to be it for Ripples. I'm going to call it an early night, and we'll do... I know I don't usually do this, but we'll do Eternum later. Tomorrow, okay? I'll do it. I just got to get some sleep. I think this sinuses and weather been messing with me, dude. Just out of it all day. Didn't feel great yesterday either. So I'm just trying to fix all this. But alright guys, hopefully I can come back at it strong tomorrow and we can give you three. So we can give you we'll give you Eternum and then we'll give you two other games that we would have normally given you on Wednesday. Alright guys, so I'm out. See you next time.